You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Raina. She's talking to me from a small town near Toulouse, France. Welcome, Raina. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you, too.
Tell me, where is your town in the south of France? What is it like there? In where you're living now, where your studio is?
My studio is, in fact, in the country near Toulouse, and I have a big place. I have a garden all around, and I'm living near, just is near my house, and it is a very good place in near Toulouse. We are around the how can I say? So I can say, you know, I'm just working in nature, in fact. I'm not in a town, and that's what I wanted. Mm.
And what are you working on right now? What are you making at the moment, the size?
Yes. In fact, I'm a figurative a painter. I'm not only doing painting, I'm also doing videos and photographs. And in fact, when I'm working on many things at the same time. And actually now, I'm just working about three subjects. One is about the horses, but the horses and the ethology problem, the problem of the wild animal and the animal which is modeled by man. And the horse is a subject that is the point that all needs to speak about those kinds of things, of the freedom of the animals. So I'm working on big, big drawings of animals and of the skin also of the animals. And this is part of my work. When I'm working, in fact, I'm not working on the same subject in the day. I'm just changing. And then also I'm working, in fact, about the text of Plato, which is a student of Socrates. And this other subject that is very important for me is about the gender and the question about the gender. And it is a part of the book which is called Le Banquet, and we speak about how the man and the women were created, and it is a very strange way to interpret the Christian theme of Adam and Eve just before the concept of Adam and Eve. And it's very interesting for me to try to draw and to speak about this mythological vision. And the
mythological
also,
vision, before you go on, tell me more about that mythological vision. How does that come into your work?
You know, Aristophanes, who is one of the disciples of Socrates, speaks about the beginning of the morning of the woman, the three genders, you know, the genders which are which is a man, and the gender with the woman, and the gender with this mixed man and woman, mixed together, you know. And he explained how they were created and things like that. And for me, in my drawings and also my imagination, in fact, I'm working to mix the bodies. And during the different steps of this creation, the beginning, they are unit, then they are destroyed, and they build again. And my drawings, which are without any model, which are just by my imagination, it's just a story of this mix of bodies. And also, I'm filming texts that I did about after reading this text, and I'm filming them so that they move, and I can do a video with it. So in fact, it's
Tell me a little bit about that. You're filming what exactly? You're filming drawings or some of the text?
No.
What is the
film?
In
fact, I do the drawings and in paintings, in fact. Besides that, I have written some text, you know, from my feeling about this this original text of Socrates, of Platon. And I just wrote it on a very big page, and I'm filming it so that I can put it in video, and at the same time I show my paintings, you know, just to add my own words.
So it's the word about the myth of Socrates and,
yes.
and other yes. Thinkers.
Yes.
And philosophers.
Yes, and yes, it's my own sensation, because for me it's a very important problem, you know, the way we just live in our body and the way everything is mixed, you know, and also what about the question of love and to be attracted by the other, what is in this phenomenon, you know, what is what are we looking for in the other, perhaps a part of ourselves, not
right,
other,
in terms of, you mean in terms
person,
of attraction,
yes.
and sexuality,
yes.
when
yes.
when everything is
yes yes. But
yeah, so fluid in a way.
Like, yes, but sexuality which is in like the bound, you know, just to be united again, like in a primal situation, you know, something very, I think it's perhaps mystical, but I don't like this word, like something beyond the religion, you know, something like that. And also the third theme is that I'm drawing in the sand, in fact. I'm taking pigments and I'm drawing in sand on the beach, and very big drawings, and I'm just doing photographs of them and filming and doing little videos about that. And in fact, on the same time, right now, I'm drawing very big drawings. I'm dancing for myself. I try to feel my body dancing, and then I'm doing big drawings. That will be the first drawing that will be made in big size on the sand. And
let me just ask you about that. You're dancing,
yes?
And you're drawing on the sand. I know some of the drawings you've done on the sand are figurative. You can see figures in them. But when you say you're dancing and drawing, are the movements
not
of
now.
Your dance,
it's not a performance.
No.
It's not a performance. I mean, I really want, if you have seen my drawings, in fact, they were just inspired by old paintings or paintings of other artists from the 19th century, 17. Now I just want to start with my own perception of the body. So in my workshop, I'm dancing on my music, and I really feel the work of the body, you know. And I wanted to translate my feeling in my drawings, which are very big, on a big Chinese paper. And I just do a list of them, and I will use them to go to the sea in March, I think so, and to be able to translate it on sand. These are the three things I'm doing, in fact, at the moment. But they're just all around the body, which is rather the body of an animal, of the body of human beings, you know.
So yeah, that's very clear. Let me ask you a few things. The drawings in the sand, to talk about the medium a little bit. When you're drawing in the sand on the beach, you're also using pigment, aren't you? Because they're colorful at times.
Yes, it's just the pigments are natural, you know. It's just because I do use the metaphor of the dust. Of the dust of the body and the dust of the real dust, you know, the dust of the ground. So I'm using pigments which are quite natural, and which are from different parts of the world. So they have very special colors, like yellow. I have also green earth, which makes some powder very very beautiful. And I have black and red too, but they're all natural, you know. And it's really very important for me, because I'm also involved in ecology problems, you know. So
yes.
and I'm just pouring them on the sand, or sometimes I'm just mixing them with water, so that I can do it like if I was on the wall, you know. It's a mixed techniques, you know. And also I'm using the effects of the sea on the pigments, which it delays them, and it's very, very interesting. I'm playing with
right. That makes it cinematic. That's why a video is important of some of this sand
yes.
work, which is
yes.
land art.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That's very exciting. Where is that beach? Is that near you? Is that is also
I go to the ocean on the, which is called Les Landes, which is on the Atlantic Ocean, which is more the nearest where I'm living, the most near I go. But also I traveled a lot, you know, and it's not made in my website, but it's not precise, but wherever I go, I do it, in fact. I did it in Scotland, I did it in... I did it also when I was to Costa Rica. I did it when I was on the beach. So each time I'm going to the sea, and I see, I did it in Spain too. I did it in Portugal, and each time I have a place where I can use, because I need to have the sand very, very, very fine, you know. Otherwise, the drawing is not good. So as soon as I have a material which is natural material which is good, and I'm traveling for that too, I'm doing it, you know. I'm changing places.
That's wonderful. And of course, this is all without sales. The work on the sand can't be sold, and that you really don't need permission to do it either. This is an entirely public work,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, and it's true, and it's free, and it's also something that needs to be very quickly done, so you don't have to have your reflection too much, and it's like a huge stretch you do, you know, on the sand. It's something that free you from the results that you have on paper or on in the workshop, and you have to be with it, you know, in the present. It's very special. I love to do that, you know, and it's in a metaphoric way. It's very interesting, just because it's not for last, and it's very interesting, you know.
All right, that it doesn't last. And before we go, is there anything else you're working on now before I ask you the last question? Is there, you're making videos and these paintings and land art, and they come together in a multimedia production, or will they always be separate?
I want to do installations, in fact. I don't know if you say it in English. I think this is a good word. Just to mix them, yes. And I'm looking for places to do it, you know, because each one of them, they are mixed together, and they are meaningful, if they are linked together. So, yes, they are linked together, if that was your question. And they're not separated, you know. They're just a part of the same saying, of the same meaning. Just for the authors, I have the three majors mixed, you know. Even the fourth, yes, drawings, painting, videos, and writings. And yes, it's meant to be put together to have the whole meaning of my work.
And let me ask you one more question before we go. I'm always curious what everyone's reading. What are you reading at the moment?
At the moment, I'm reading poetry from Sufist, and also I'm reading also some from a philosophical Chinese guy. Most important, I'm reading philosophies or poetry, because I want to be. When I read, and also I read about art, you know, but I don't have any precise things to tell to you, but because I'm mixing the things I read. I read one thing to have a feeling, and then I go to another book. But the main subject of my books is about philosophy, art, or poetry.
Reina, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.